Tom. I'm on my way home from a tennis clinic. I took a little fall tonight on the, thank goodness it was on clay. Could have been worse. I still got skin up, but not as bad as it would have been if it was on asphalt.
Yeah, it hurts no matter what when you fall unexpectedly, Dave. At any age. My age, even more.
Play in tennis, I can just roll. Because I know, I see I'm going down, and I just rolled this one. Caught me off guard, my foot slipped on the clay, and I lost my footing entirely. And I was really going after the ball, and it was right near the fence, too. So the fence actually stopped my backward motion.
Nothing exciting in my life except a pedestrian about stepped in front of me at Walmart, and that scared the dickens out of me. And her too, I think. She just naturally assumed I saw her, and to be quite honest with you, I didn't see her. But I was going to go apologize to her, and couldn't find her. I didn't mean to scare her at all. I was in the parking lot, and I looked to the left, I looked to the right, and when I started to turn to the left, she stepped in front of my fender.
I was looking to the left, and there was no need for me to look to the cars, because I was turning right, and there was a guy crossing the street, and but he wasn't in the street. When I started, he stepped right in front of me, and quite frankly, if he had been in the street when I started, it would have been a different story, but he stepped out after I started, and then he gave me a look like, you know, so, but, you know, I had no reason to look to the right for cars, so, but anyway, but I almost hit him, and I hated it.
Yeah, for God's sake, that's the last thing you want to do on this earth. And, you know, I've always taught my kids, my grandkids, my wife, and all of them, when you're walking through a Walmart parking lot, one of the biggest things you want to look for is brake lights or backup lights. If you see those come on a car and somebody's got their foot on the brake, or they might not have any backup lights, you still want to be aware that they might not see you, and even with the backup camera, if you're out of the scan, and the grandkids, they pay a lot of attention to that. I'm really surprised, but they do observe it. But some people, they let their kids out, and they just run for the store, and that just haunts me.
My dad, he had a little boy downtown years ago. Gosh, that's probably back in the 50s. And he said it scared him to death. He said the boy was all right. Thank goodness he was behind, this road doesn't exist anymore, but he was behind People's National Bank, and right there where Bank of America is, and there's a little street there, and it went into a coffee street, and the boy was crossing the street between cars and stepped right out in front of him. But thank goodness he wasn't going fast, so he just knocked him down.
Roger, send your OTR. Well, when I was 7, and my best friend, Billy Cicchini, was 6, back up from Kansas, his parents wouldn't let him cross the street to come over and play with me across the street. My parents taught me to cross the street. Well, one night, Billy's dad was a welder at McNally's, where I worked for 32 years later on. But this was way before that. And they went to pick his dad up at 3:30 when he got off. And they were parked on the far side of the street. And it's just a little side street, 3rd Street. And so Billy jumped out of the car, and he didn't have any better sense. He'd never been taught, I guess. and he ran out between two cars, and his mama screamed, and one of our local hot rodders hit him and drug him for two blocks before he knew that Billy was under the car. So I got to be a pallbearer when I was 7 years old, and you know what? That's something you don't forget.
That chills. It's terrible. Good. Well, you know, and I guess back then there wasn't as many cars on the road either. So, you know, he probably wasn't used to having to dodge them like you have to now.
I turn that White Horse Road about once a week, it seems like.
And there that, and you'll see people wearing all black, no reflective clothing or anything, and you know, in the dark of night, and some of the area is not lit very well, and you know, so you have to be careful if you're a pedestrian, and of course people speed on White Horse Road, and I've been guilty of that myself.
Well, and the ones that scare me, like if you're coming down 101 here, down through those curves by Cunningham Lake, there'll be people on bicycles, and occasionally, not always, some of them are very conscientious and wear reflective clothing and have a blinker on it, but even so, there's just no place for a bicycle there. And I've come down through there, and there'll be a moped, and the guy will have on black clothing, and he's got a light that's lit by a magneto, and you know what those are like. They tried to get a law passed where they had to be LEDs, and good Lord, you'd think that that would be a no-brainer nowadays with the more power they got. But there's just no place for them. And they don't have to wear protective safety equipment because it would be a burden to their budget. Heck, I think there's organizations that would provide it for them if they asked. And they need a helmet, and they need reflective clothing. And one of those cheap $2 hunting vests from Walmart would work. But no, you'd be laying it on them too hard. They can't afford that. But they can afford the moped. They don't have to have insurance. It's just crazy. And I feel sorry for them because they're poor. But I can't feel sorry for somebody that's stupid.
KB4CPA. Well, you feel sorry for me, Tom, and I'm stupid. And with that, I'm going to say 73 because I'm getting ready to back into the garage. Getting ready to put the pony in the barn.
Hey, the stud horse, that's what my buddy used to call him. That was a butcher for my dad, and he always wanted a stud horse. And all he ever had was a 49 Dodge. Oh, boy. Well, Dave, I can't beat you on that one then. You insulted yourself too bad, but that's the way people are with master's degrees. They just ain't got no book learning. So with that, I'll let you go. 73's Dave, and we'll catch you down the line. Zero TR is clear.
Yeah, I know, just enough to be dangerous. KB4CBA, 73's.